Pray Together for Life in Mississippi as Supreme Court set to hear major abortion case. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 28, 2021. Pro-life leaders from across the nation will join Sunday evening in Jackson, Mississippi, to pray together for life as the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled Wednesday to hear opening arguments in the state's pro-life law at the focus of the case. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, R., will join Tony Perkins, President of Family Research Council, Marjorie Tannenfelser, President of the Susan B. Anthony List, Mike Ferris, President of Alliance Defending Freedom, Evangelist Alveda King, and others on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central at New Horizon Church in Jackson. For decades, pro-life Americans have prayed and worked to see Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy, overturned, a press statement said about the event. This decision could be the case that sends Roe to the dustbin of history. The Associated Press described the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization as a showdown, an all-or-nothing abortion fight. The case involves a challenge to Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, a measure that would limit abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and poses the most significant challenge in decades to the right to abortion created by the Supreme Court in its Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. Science continually affirms the humanity of unborn children, said Tannenfelser in a recent statement as her organization announced its ad campaign ahead of the opening arguments. By 15 weeks, children in the womb have fully formed noses and lips, eyelids and eyebrows, they can suck their thumb, and even feel pain. The U.S. is one of 7 nations, including China and North Korea, that allow late-term abortion on demand more than halfway through pregnancy, well after unborn babies feel a pain. Americans overwhelmingly reject such extreme policies, yet their elected lawmakers are shackled to Supreme Court precedents that, in effect, allow unlimited abortion up until birth. These are needlessly divisive and decades out of step with medicine and technology. Abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood, however, is concerned about girls and women accessing abortion, and warns that overturning Roe could lead to more states banning abortion. The organization has tied its quest to ensure access to abortion remains unrestricted to the woke equity narrative, though studies have confirmed abortion is a major cause of death and one which disproportionately affects the racial minority. It's time to return this issue back to the people to decide through their elected representatives, Tannenfelser asserted nevertheless. We hope the court will soon allow all states to modernize our laws and protect women and children. A live broadcast of the prayer event can be accessed here.